did you talk to about this first?
I talked to my sister, especially the one who had the idea of making this test. I didn't blame her. I said, it is your fault because I'd rather not know. But actually, it was really good that she suggested that because I was able to discover that I am HIV positive maybe 3 or 4 years after being infected. So this gave me the chance to change my habits and to start treatment early enough. And I never got sick, like being in bed since I think I'm HIV positive for 9 years now. And I never got so ill as to be in the hospital. As many of my friends in Bolivia, they discover they are HIV positive only in the hospital and only when they are about to die. So this was, at the end, an advantage. But at that moment, I couldn't have an understanding of that. I was very angry because the information we had going on was that people with HIV could die in 3 months. And that's really what I thought was going to happen to me. I was so depressed. Even though she tried, my older sister tried to help me and explain me. For 3 months, I was in a total, I was isolated and really, I didn't know what was going to happen until I decided to talk to my family, and I decided that their response was going to determine what I was going to do. If my family could ever reject me, I was going to kill myself. But as they responded with a lot of love, I decided to leave.
That's a big test they had to pass. You told your mother and father?
I told them after 3 months. My father is a pastor in an evangelical church in Bolivia. He's very well known. So I knew this was not what the pastor expects happened to his daughters. We are three sisters. And I am sure no parent expects this to happen with their children. So I knew this was going to be a very difficult situation for them to understand. But I had to tell them because I thought I was going to die. And I wanted to explain. When they told me that they didn't care about what happened in the past or how I got HIV, they didn't ask me any questions. They told me, you are our daughter, and we love you, and we will love you 3 months, 6 years, 10 days, whatever is the time you will leave, we will be with you. And that really changed my mind. And since that moment, I decided that it was worth living even with HIV.
Huh. Did you really expect them to say anything different?
I thought they were going to be really disappointed. I thought they were going to expulse me from the house because being in a context of an evangelical community, this could be really shameful for a pastor. And I thought they were going to, well, at least ask me difficult questions. How did you get HIV? What did you ever did to get HIV? And they were so wise. They didn't ask me these questions. At the end, I told them the story. But in that moment, they just showed me love. So I was really expecting that they would reject me or at least confront me with my mistakes. And the fact that I may bring shame to the leadership of my father because he was the pastor and he is currently still the pastor. And that was a very difficult time for me, but they were full of love, and that really changed their response. There was no judgment from them to me.